AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP investigators have narrowed the pool of potential suspects in the leak of highly classified military documents on the Ukraine war. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A person familiar with the probe says the Justice Department and FBI have winnowed the number of people who might be responsible. It's unclear how many and if or when an arrest might be made. The Pentagon said last week the leak is a very serious risk to national security. In Ireland this morning,
I'm not concerned about the leakages. I'm concerned that it happened.
President Biden says he's not aware of anything contemporaneous that's of great consequence. Still, his administration's been working to assess both the diplomatic and national security consequences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden announced hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the country illegally as children will be able to apply for Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act's health insurance exchanges.
Health care should be a right, not a privilege. My administration has worked hard to expand health care, and today, more Americans have health insurance than ever. Today's announcement is about giving DACA recipients the same opportunity.
This action is likely to generate significant pushback from conservative leaders of the states that have been reluctant to expand Medicaid. Former President Donald Trump is back in New York for a deposition in a business fraud lawsuit filed against him and his company by the state's attorney general. A Capitol Police officer, Michael Riley, who tried to help a Virginia fisherman avoid criminal charges for storming the building his law enforcement colleagues defended, was sentenced to 2 years probation. Ukraine's foreign minister says his country won't budge from a demand Russia withdraw its forces from Crimea, as well as from other parts of Ukraine that Moscow illegally annexed more recently for the war to end. Stocks are ticking higher following the latest sign inflation continues to cool. This is AP News. Hardy is the lead nominee for the Academy of Country Music Awards. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
Hardy has 7 nominations for the ACM Awards, including Song of the Year for Wait in the Truck, his collaboration with Lainey Wilson. She's got 6 nominations. Miranda Lambert was nominated for Female Artist of the Year for a 17th time. She's now the most nominated artist in that category, beating out Reba McEntire's record.
So thank God.
Kane Brown, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Jason Aldean, and Lambert are up for Entertainer of the Year. Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks will host the awards in Frisco, Texas on May 11th. It will air on Amazon Prime. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The AP has learned the first quarterback-specific helmet designed to help reduce concussions has been approved for use by the NFL and the NFL Players Union. The helmet, manufactured by Visus, reduces severity of helmet-to-ground impacts. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.